Mr. President, in recent decades, rapid technological advancement have drastically altered how individuals connect, communicate, and access information. News and knowledge may now travel across the globe in matter of educate and enlighten the international community. Still, these significant changes have also had unfathomable effects that are only now beginning to address, such as the significantly increased rate at which false information, misleading information, and even hate speech propagate the international community as a whole is now faced with difficult geopolitical problems raised by disinformation, misinformation, and hate speech. People's vulnerability and risk exposure may be exacerbated by misinformation and disinformation. Likewise, the hate speech puts the safety and dignity of individuals and groups at risk, either directly or indirectly. As an example, online hate speech that incites violence against a minority can cause psychological and social harm through intimidation, slander, and harassment. It should be noted that freedom of expression is not an absolute right. Regardless of the way expressing opinions, it is a general principle of human rights law, found both in the UN instrument and the European Convention, that human rights may not exercised in a manner that violates the rights of other.